Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host from Heartloop Services. He's Bob Sebastian. Bob, how you been?
Good morning, Mike. I've been great. And you?
Good. You're hobbling.
Yeah, I'm getting over something.
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, yeah.
I asked you if you won the race for a dollar. You said, no, not today.
Not today.
I'd finally win one.
Great day for a race.
It would be. Yeah, I'm not racing either. We're taking a break at the 50-yard mark or something. Hey, a lot going on. There had been a lot going on at Nary. We kind of take a little bit of time off now. We have our golf outing coming up for the foundation. But other than that, class is being held right now or no?
Not really. For the summer, because everybody's just so crazy busy, we tend not to plan a lot of events. But like you said, we have the foundation golf outing, which is an event that isn't just for Nary members.
Right.
It's an event where we're looking to have the public, you know, join in on the fun. And it is a great time. You've been there, you know, past few years.
Yeah, and I'll be there again this year on a par three. And I'm putting quotations up on this, the celebrity on one of the par threes. And the deal is you pay $5, and if you beat my shot, you get an additional raffle ticket for some of the great prizes they have.
Yeah, there's some great
prizes. Trust me, pay the $5. Yeah. I swing a golf club once a year, maybe twice, but normally once, and that's at the Nary thing, and I get made fun of. And I think that's why they keep bringing me back. And it's funny, Bob, because the first, you know, let's say we have, I don't know, 30 foursomes. Let's just use that number. The first 26 foursomes go really quick.
Yeah.
Those last four have been on the course for a while. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they really say some special things to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those last four foursomes. One time there were two guys wrestling, and there was a foursome waiting, and all I wanted to do was get out of there. It was about 90 degrees, and these two guys were wrestling. And I finally said, you know what, I'm done. You guys are either going to hit the shot, or I'm going to let this other foursome come through. And they're like, well, we're not done. And I said, you got quit.
You're done.
Now Deb Evans is from Creative Construction is with me because they're sponsoring that hole.
Yeah.
She doesn't let any nonsense
go.
No,
not
She's my favorite, man.
Yeah.
She is my favorite. Hey, our special in studio guest. We're going to talk a lot today about S&K Remodeling. Peggy Scannador. Peggy, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Yeah, it's good to see you. You're so excited about being here.
I am.
I said, Peggy, it's so nice out. She goes, it is. We should probably skip doing the show. And I said, you can't. I can't.
Yeah. It's only an hour out of my day. I guess I can do it.
Wow, I feel so good. You should come to that golf party. You really should.
I have never played golf in my life.
Perfect. You would be the one I would beat, maybe. And that's not a sure thing, trust me. But that's the kind of stuff these guys say at the end of that golf outing, like, yeah, 4 hours and I waited for this. You're the celebrity, that kind of stuff. So it's just the way I feel about myself when I get in the car after that thing, Peggy, is not all that great. Yeah, I got to go see. I go right from there to a shrink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, let's talk a little bit about S&K Remodeling. How long have you been there?
I started at S&K in 2000.
Okay. And good company for you.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've been there a long time.
Yeah, it's a great company.
Located in Brookfield, off of Enterprise Road, you can go to snkremodeling.com for more information. How did you get into this, and what is your job title? Let's start with that. Your job title there is what?
So I am a designer, but I'm also the remodeling division manager.
Okay, so you wear a couple of hats.
Mm-hmm.
The design part, how did you get into that? Because I always, and I've told Bob this, I think that that's a gift. I do, because if I'm doing remodeling my house, or if we're going to do something here in the studio, and you said, I think we should paint this wall gray, I can't visually see it until it's done.
Yeah.
And when it's done, I go, oh, yeah, I like that.
It works.
But I don't have that gift, and I'm always kind of envious of people like you that have that gift. And how did you get into that?
I've always had an interest in design, and growing up, my mom always let my sister and I do whatever we wanted to our room.
Ah.
And so we painted it probably 3 times a year. But
did she make you do it, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we had to do it, of course.
Yeah.
And but I just have always enjoyed it. So once my kids were born and I wanted to go to school, I couldn't go full time. So it took me 10 years to get through MATC's interior design program.
Congratulations.
But, yeah, finally did it.
Well, good for you. What was it like going back into, like, having to study and all that stuff?
Yeah, with 3 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any of them listening, do you think?
I'm not sure. I didn't remind them about it this morning. So,
is your husband listening?
He's at work and he's trying to listen. I don't know if he has his radio on.
What is his first name?
Craig.
Craig. That's really cool. So you had these 3 kids and then said, look, this is what I want to do. And you went and did it.
Yeah. So
a lot of respect for that.
I went to school part-time, worked as a waitress at night so that, you know, I could be home during the day for the kids. And then, so.
Once you got the degree, has it been everything that you thought it would be?
You never really understand what it's going to be until you get that job and decide what area you want to go into. You know, do you want to do commercial or do you want to do residential? I knew right away I wanted to do residential. I wanted to be part of people's lives.
Right.
Not just working on something where I never actually met the person who's going to use it. So one of my friends was working at S&K, so she asked me to come and apply there, and that's how it started. And
do you remember your first job?
I do.
Yeah, can you tell me?
I wish
about
I could remember their names, but I can picture them like it was just yesterday. An older couple that wanted to remodel 2 bathrooms, and I remember we did blue wallpaper in 1 bathroom and brown wallpaper in the other bathroom. They live in Brookfield. I've actually been there again since, just to, you know, help them with a few other things, and I remember it.
If you had to go back to that, knowing what you know now, would you change anything on the approach that you took for that?
I don't think so. We have a very laid out way of how we start a project and go through the selection and everything and get it to a contract and then finish stage. And we still use that process now because it works.
Hey, Bob, I never asked you that. Do you remember the first job?
No, I don't.
But you remember what you were like, though, back then. Would you change, if you could go back and tell that young guy some rules of the game, would you change any of the things that you were doing back then?
I don't think so. I think, obviously, your life skills, you know, you build that. But in general, like Peggy said, it's kind of the basics were there, and I don't think I would have changed that.
You know, when Peggy just said, look, I knew that I wanted to get more in, you know, to work with people rather than just projects because I wanted to meet them. I don't think everybody's like that. I think there are a number of people like that, but I think there are other people that just say, look, just show me the space. Let me go to work. Let me figure out what the space should be and how it should be, and then let me move on to the next project. So obviously she's a people person other than ripping me in the beginning of the show. She's really a people person.
We've only just begun.
And there we go. Where'd you go to high school, by the way?
South Division.
Well, there you go. That's, you know what, doesn't surprise me at all. Yeah, those South Division girls. That school's changed a bit.
Actually, I started there when the new school opened. I was kind of disappointed. I wanted to go to school at the old school because all my brothers and sisters went there.
Ah.
And my mom, too. And, I had to go to the new school. But.
So you would go to Historic South Stadium to watch some football games and stuff? Have you been there lately?
No.
It's unbelievable. They were going to – they had to make a decision whether to tear it down because half of the stands, you couldn't go in. It was – and the city said, no, we're going to preserve this because it's Historic South Stadium. And if you go there now, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really I've done a couple of football games for Thursday Night Lights there, and I did a segment for Around the Corner with John McGivern there to show the difference on the first time we were there and then after they redid it, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So your alma mater, I'm big fans of that.
Yeah, I'll have to stop over.
Big fans of the basketball coach there. Yeah, he does a really good job. So When you guys talk, and you had talked a little bit earlier about the process, can we talk about that process? When somebody goes to your website, which is snkremodeling.com, and they reach out to you and say, hey, look, I want to redo our kitchen. I don't want to do a full gut, but I want to spruce it up and, you know, maybe some new cabinets and a backsplash, and this floor drives me nuts. Somebody says that, what's the process they go through to work with you?
So either they can fill out a form on the website, and then I will get that email and follow up with them, or they can just call in, and
you know
we
what? Can I give that number real quick? 262-782-7190. 262-782-7190, and ask for Peggy.
Yep. And then we would set up a time to come out and take a look at their home. They can come into the showroom, but it's usually easier if I'm there first so that I get a visual of their home. A lot of people will come in with their cell phone with pictures and things like that, and that's great, but I'm a visual person, so I need to see the space. And then we'll just sit down and talk with them as to what it is that they like or don't like about their room and what they're looking to do.
How early in that conversation do you talk budget? And here's the reason for that question. When I started doing this show, I came from a consumer's point, right? I was a consumer asking guys like you more about this. And I always asked that question early on because as a consumer, I always thought, okay, if I have $25,000 that I'm going to spend, I'm only going to tell them $20,000 and see, right? Rather than saying, look, this is what I have, and not thinking that you may come back to me and say, look, for $19,000, we can do everything you want. Like, unless you want every bell and whistle I have, and that's what NARI members do for the most part. And so I think it's important that consumers understand that you're not going on a used car lot here.
Right. I think that's a hard thing for people to talk about. They're afraid to tell you what they think they can spend because they think I'm going to make you spend that.
Right.
And that's not the way it works. You know, we want you to get a project that's going to meet all the needs of what you're asking for and be reasonable with the cost. We're never going to be the least expensive remodeler, but we feel that with the quality of work that we do and the products that we use, we are well worth what you are spending on your project.
Well, and we've had that discussion here too. You can go with the guy who's the least expensive, and then after that gets messed up, then go call a NARI member, right?
Yeah,
go,
and that's happened. In fact, we were in the tour of homes a couple weekends ago. And that house that we had, that's how we started at that house, was she had someone else had done her master bathroom and did a terrible job.
You came on my show that day.
I did.
You did really good.
Well, thank you.
But that was easy, right?
Yeah, because it was just a couple minutes.
Yeah, no, you were so nice to me that day. I was so excited about you coming in because you're so nice
to
me.
You're not going to invite me back, are you?
Probably. No, it's going to be up to Bob, but so far not so good. I'm just kidding. She is Peggy Skenador. She is with S&K Remodeling, and her titles again are?
Designer and Division Manager.
Division Manager. Give me a Reader's Digest version of what that does.
So I pretty much schedule all the jobs.
Okay.
There's myself, and we have another designer. She's new to out of MATC, so I'm kind of excited to mold her. And so between the two of us, we handle the sales end of it and helping with the customers. And then we have our on-staff carpenter.
Right.
And one of the shop guys that we have is our helper for him. We have a full line of plumbers, of course, because we are part of S&K Pump and Plumbing.
Yep.
So I manage the schedule. I make sure that we have work for the guys and the showroom. I help.
It's pretty encouraging that you have a new designer.
It is.
In,
I'm
right?
really excited about her. She's doing great too.
Good. Young girl?
Yep. Kelsey.
Good for you.
I don't know if Kelsey's listening either.
Well, you know what? Next time you come and bring Kelsey with you.
That'd be great.
That'd be really interesting, I think, and we'll just set up another chair and ask her about, you know, her process and starting into this. And that would be really interesting. If you want to get a hold of Peggy, S&K Remodeling, you can go to snkremodeling.com or give them a call. They're located Enterprise Avenue in Brookfield, 262-782-7190. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, the Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Bob Sebastian. He's my co-host this week. Heartland Services, our special in-studio guest. Tell you, she's funny during the break. There's no doubt Peggy Scannador. She is SNK Remodeling, and you can go to snkremodeling.com for more information. Hey, one quick question, and then I've got something I want to get into with you guys. Is it cheaper to paint or replace kitchen cabinets, in your opinion?
Cheaper, sometimes. Again, we wouldn't do it like a quick thing. We have a process, of course, that we work with our painter. So we usually pull all the doors and drawer fronts, paint the boxes on site, and then take those doors and drawer fronts to the shop and have them painted. So, you know, they have to be taken off and put back on. You're still going to have the same cabinet. You're still going to have drawers that don't have rollouts.
Right.
Don't have any of the new features, soft close. So it might be a little less expensive, but I don't think you would be as happy if you change the cabinet.
Peggy, I'm always surprised at how many people just flippantly say, well, we're going to do a new backsplash and we're going to paint the cabinets. And then we're thinking about that that's a tough project.
Yeah.
And people who think they can just quickly paint the cabinets, I think, are in for a really long weekend.
Right? A long couple of weekends,
depending yeah. on how many cabinets you have. And I just, I think. Yeah, it's probably cheaper, but in the long run, again, it's going to cost you more money because you end up replacing those cabinets one day anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to paint them, then you're going to probably have to paint them again in a couple of years. And once you try it once, you're not going to.
You're never going to want to do it again.
You're never going to want to do that
exactly
again. Hey, I'm doing research for the show today. I came up with something that just made me laugh, and it was an article a woman wrote called "Surviving Without a Kitchen During Your Remodel." And she gave tips to people about some of the things that you should think about before and during your kitchen remodel. And one is plan on setting up a temporary kitchen in some place like your garage, basement, or utility room, ideally someplace with a sink. Ask your contractor if he can help. Before you get rid of all your old cabinets, have him place a few in your temporary kitchen. Hey, have you ever had anybody ask you to help you with that?
Oh, absolutely. I suggest it. Like when the day we're going to demo, our carpenter Tony and his helper will be there, and they will do just that. They'll move appliances out of the way to wherever they need them to be. And some people can set up in the basement because maybe they already have a bar or something down there. Typically, it ends up being in the garage or in the dining room. And yeah, we'll definitely do that for them.
Number two is set up a bulletin board in your temporary kitchen to track the remodeling progress. Take photographs often and make a checklist and a calendar so you can cross off each step as it happens. Why? It'll help keep your frustrations down if you can see that you're getting near to the end goal, a new kitchen. Be patient. The process hardly ever happens as quickly as you hoped. Question for both you guys. True?
Well, I think one of the things about S&K is we really stick to our schedule as much as possible. If something goes wrong, it's usually not something we would have known ahead of time. But the comments that we get from our customers after jobs are complete is that we stuck to the schedule. And I make that schedule before we start. It comes in the mail to them or emailed to them. And every day shows you who's going to be there and what's going to be happening. And it works.
And how often during that process are you in contact with the customer? You're talking
every
to
day.
Every day.
Yeah. Whether it be an email, a phone call, or in person. And I try to stop at job sites every day if I can. If it's like a drywall day and they've been doing it for 3 days, I don't need to be there every day. But someone from S&K will be in touch with that customer every day.
Interesting. Bob, same question for you as far as doing a calendar, taking photographs, and look, as consumers, and we've all been on the consumer side of it, you know, there's always a tipping point where there's a little frustration. You're like, boy, it's been a long 2 weeks, man. Is, you know, can we get to the end of this? Even though we know it's another 2 weeks, this is a neat little tip, I think, to keep those frustrations down by taking some pictures, making sure your calendar, marking it off, and just doing some things to keep the frustration level down.
Yeah, I mean, even on our calendar, like Peggy, that we create ahead of time, we have in there remodeling fever, because there's a point typically in a project where people, you know, it's usually around the after the drywall is done, and they, oh, drywall's up, it's a room, it's going to be done, and like, right. You know, whatever. And it's like, no. And then once the cabinets go in, you know, if you've got granite countertops coming in, you've got measure and then fabrication, and it's a few weeks that not a lot can happen. So it's just when it gets really frustrating is right towards the end. So you try and set their expectations, and you do that ahead of time with the calendar. And the bulletin board, I mean, that's maybe a little dated. Everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people will keep track on their computer. They'll take the photos. They'll have that schedule that, you know, S&K or whomever provides to them, and they can track it and keep, you know, it's a good idea. It gives you a touch point.
Right. If you want to talk to Peggy about more the things that we're talking about today, she's Peggy Scandidore with S&K Remodeling. You can go to snkremodeling.com or give them a call at 262-782-7190. Peggy's been with S&K Remodeling since 2000, and this is a great company for her. Let's continue on this. This is one of my favorite. Offer a friend a home-cooked meal in exchange for using his or her kitchen. If you bring the food and fixings, she'll probably be delighted. They can call me. I can give my number out if you guys would like that, and you want to come over and use our kitchen and clean up after and make me dinner.
Oh, it doesn't say anything there about cleaning up.
That's the next page. You haven't gone to the next. And if you do Mike McGivern's house, please clean up. Here's another one. If you're lucky enough, your remodel will take place in warmer weather during the barbecue season. If you're worried about putting cookware on the grill, rub a bar of soap on the bottom and sides of your pots, and the black soot from the grill will easily wash off. You had talked in our pre-show meeting about, man, I would just have a grill out. And you're right, because that certainly will take some of the frustration about not having a kitchen, just take it to the patio.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people will say we're waiting until spring or summer to actually do the work, because then we can grill out and it's less of a burden.
Hey Peggy, do you go through a lot of this stuff with people? Is it like you're not surprised by any of these, because
no.
It's stuff you guys talk about.
Yeah, and a lot of people will try to do it in the summertime, but actually we get really busy in the fall because everybody realizes they didn't do it in the summertime, and now Christmas is coming.
Right.
Or Thanksgiving, and everybody's coming for dinner. So
if you're
out there, call me now.
Yeah, your tip, if you know you're hosting Thanksgiving and you know you always host Christmas and it didn't work out well last year, now's the time.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
262-782-7190. Start clipping restaurant and takeout coupons before the remodel starts.
That's a great tip. Maybe I'll start saving them for my customers.
There you go. If you plan and budget for dining, you'll have more money to invest in your remodel. That's a really good point. This is not my favorite.
I like this putting a tablecloth on the floor. That's funny, because when my husband and I built our house, we did just that. Like we still had our other house that we were living in, but one day we were at that house and we needed to eat, and it was my daughter's birthday. So we spread out a blanket on the floor. We ordered a bucket of chicken, and we had a picnic on the floor.
Well, the next one, that whole plan on picnicking, I said no to that. I don't picnic. I'm just not a big picnic guy. Never have been. I know my wife and I.
Well, it's an indoor picnic, so you don't have to deal with
bugs. I can
do
that because I'm not dealing with any of that. If it's indoor and if we can see ESPN from where we are, I'm just fine. No problem then. Put away breakables and valuables in rooms. So now they've kind of gotten more into some of the things you got to make sure you're doing. And I'm going to get to these before we get to a break. Put away breakables and valuables in rooms adjacent to the kitchen. Stuff in the next room may even suffer damage during construction or when work crews are carrying equipment in and out. You need to be very careful with that. My favorite is
That's not really the customer's responsibility to make sure that we're covering floors. That's our responsibility, and
okay.
That's something we do.
Interesting. That's S&K Remodeling right there. Map out the path the contractors will take from your door to the kitchen and make sure you protect all of that. Old rugs, plastic drop cloths. My favorite in this is if you have pets, keep them out of the way of the work crew. They could disrupt work or worse, get hurt. You got to tell people, if you walk in and they have three big German shepherds, let's keep these boys away.
We don't want anybody to get away. And we did have a cat one time get stuck underneath a bathtub. And they didn't know it until we saw his little paw coming up through the hole of the drain. So, they need to be careful with their animals.
With their pets, no doubt. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, a number of things that I want to get to. The first question I'm going to ask Peggy is if she can go to a housewarming, a new house, a new friend has a house. Can you go to the house without looking around and saying, in your mind, what were they thinking with that? We'll find out on the other side of the break. This is the Dairy Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside Bob Sebastian, Heartloop Services. He is my co-host this week, the Nary board guy. And our in-studio special guest, Peggy Skenador, S&K Remodeling. You can go to snkremodeling.com, located in Brookfield at Enterprise Avenue, 262-782-7190. So you go into a friend's new home. They bought a new home or they remodeled. Can you just walk in and enjoy the party? Are you looking at what they did with the cabinets, what they did with the floor? How dare them pick that backsplash? What's going through your mind during that?
I guess I would say a little of both. I really do try to just enjoy the day or the party because I'm not working, right? But you're always looking.
Always, right?
Yeah.
And
looking for good ideas, too. You know, and they're not all bad.
They're not all bad. But your ideas are better.
Of course.
Of course they are. Hey, can we talk a little bit about Brian and Gary and Jeff? And they're the owners of S&K Home Remodeling. Talk a little bit about these guys and this company, the history of this company. There's a lot of different divisions, not just the division that you're in charge of, but
right.
Their father and uncle started this company, correct?
Yep. Helmut Kuhn and Ed Stamm started the company back in 1948. And they started it as a appliance and pump company. In Wauwatosa, I believe it was. And then in the 70s, they moved out to Brookfield. And then in the 80s is when the remodeling division became part of the company. We have a water treatment division that handles iron filters, RO systems, water softeners. And we build those on site or at our shop. And we have our new construction division, which handles plumbing for a lot of the top home builders in the area, and they do commercial work as well. I know we did the plumbing for like the Outpost stores.
Sure.
That's just the one I can remember. That's not my area of expertise, but and then we have our service department. So we have a full range of plumbers that take care of everyday service.
Yeah, Brian, Gary, and Jeff, the three brothers that are running the company now, are they day-to-day guys? Are they there every day?
Yep.
So they're fully invested in this company. I'm always fascinated with stories like that where guys take over for their dad or their uncle or it's second or third generation.
Right.
Where they grew up in this. My father was a bricklayer and a mason and never taught any of the McGivern boys any of that. And so it always fascinates me that guys who have sons or daughters that are in their the company and are going to take over that company one day or like this have taken over. They understand the history of the company and how the company started and the way things are done. And it's funny because as generation after generation take over some companies, we've had some guys sitting where you're sitting that said, look, my grandfather started this company and everything was done on a handshake.
And I think that's what they say about their dad. And the nice thing about it is that they have that same ethic, like the customer is important and we're in their homes. So we have to treat them with respect and treat them the way we would want people to treat us.
When you started with these guys in this company, I would assume that the mission statement, whether they have a mission statement that they talk about, but you know what their mission statement is after you have been there for a month or 2 months or 6 months by just watching the way that they go about their business.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's really, really important. The remodeling part of this, have they said, okay, you're the expert, You take that, or is Brian or Gary or Jeff pretty good in that as well?
Well, they're all obviously very vested in it, but they're very hands off, and they do let us run our divisions. And you know, they're there for us if we need them, but they don't hover, I guess I would say. They let us handle it, and I think that's because we get such good comments back from our customers.
Hey, are people able to come out to the showroom, just stop by, or would you prefer to call and set up an appointment?
Well, they can stop by. However, I would prefer they have an appointment because there is just the two of us, Kelsey and myself, and I would hate to have them not get helped if we're not there, because we do leave the office to go on appointments and to meet customers at other showrooms like the tile showrooms, plumbing showrooms, that we help them with their selections.
And can we talk about the showroom part? If somebody does set up an appointment, and like you said, you'd prefer to go to their house first and then back to the showroom.
Mm-hmm.
But are there your showroom? Are you able to pick out fixtures there? Tell me about the showroom.
We have a large showroom, and it's a working showroom. So we have water to toilets and tubs and sinks. We have all of our cabinet line selection, countertop options, faucets, toilets, everything that we would need. However, it's not that large that I can have everything. So we either use catalogs, the internet, or we go to some of the local supplier showrooms.
You can set that appointment up. And again, if you're, and we made a joke of this, but I'm serious. If you know you're hosting Thanksgiving or Christmas and you don't want to think about that right now, think about last year.
Yeah.
And where you said, hey, I've got to get this thing done. Now would be the time. Not that you're going to get pushed, but this would be a good time to just relax and meet with Peggy and say, here's what I'm thinking. What's your thought? Can you come out and take a look? Is there a charge to have them come?
No, there isn't.
It's no charge. Come out and have Peggy talk a little bit about, do you need a full kitchen remodel? Do you want to just tweak it and make it look a little nicer? Is there a bathroom issue, a bedroom issue? What's your favorite part of the house, by the way? For you to work on, is there a go-to part?
Well, I think kitchens are the most fun because they're the most dramatic usually and the biggest space in the house. But I really like bathrooms because I never thought I would say that when I started at S&K. I'm like, I'm just going to do kitchens.
Right.
Well, when you work for a plumbing company, you better start learning bathrooms. So, but now I feel like I can really do some nice things in bathrooms that make people feel like they love going in there too.
Right. Well, and I think... We changed some lighting up in our bathroom.
That's a big step, Mike.
Thank you. And you know what? It was like, well, that was part of a kind of a remodel. But the lighting was, you don't know what you don't know until you know it.
Yeah.
And my wife was like, Terry's like, I love the just a soft can. You don't have to always have the real bright light on. And she said, I don't think I ever want to be in a bathroom without one of these, without these, just the lighting like this. And it's amazing. Lighting can add so much.
Yeah, we try to add more lights, but put them on dimmers, you know, or different zones, because you don't need to have everything on at one time. But yeah.
The less lighting for a guy like me is better. So just in case you were wondering.
I'm biting my tongue right now.
Thank you, Peggy. You can come back now. I was testing you to see if you can. She's Peggy Scannador, S&K Remodeling. And what a great history behind this company. You know, Brian, Gary, and Jeff, the owners of this company, are doing a great job taking over for their dad and their uncle. And I'm sure their dad and uncle are very proud of these boys and what they're doing with this company. You go to snkremodeling.com for any information on the company, or if you want to set up an appointment with Peggy. Before we get to a break, I've got one more question. What adds most value to a home? And we've had this discussion on the show a lot. If people think that you're going to redo your bathroom in your house, was $150,000 is now going to be $170,000 because you put $10,000 into the bathroom. That's just not realistic. You know, this isn't, you're not going to get 100% of your money back or 120% of your money back. But in your estimation, what adds the most value to a home? Is it the bathroom addition or remodeling a kitchen or reinventing a room, something like that?
Well, there's studies that show that kitchens and bathrooms are the two rooms that most people will look at when they're going to buy a home. So definitely those are the rooms that are going to add the most value.
Do you guys do additions as well?
We do. Mm-hmm.
That is a...
I will say small additions. We're not a huge builder, so we're not going to be doing big, huge projects.
Yeah. Have you designed additions?
Again, small, like bump out type. Yep.
Yeah. That was fun to do.
Yeah, well, we need an architect to do the plans, and I'm not an architect. So, but when it, once that outline is done, I like doing the space. Yeah,
that's awesome. She's Peggy Skenador, S&K Remodeling. You can go to SNKRemodeling.com. Again, located in Brookfield off Enterprise Avenue. You guys cover all kind of
Waukesha, Milwaukee, Ozaukee. Yeah.
Good understanding.
Washington. Yeah, depending on how far south, yeah.
Yeah, if it was a big job, right?
Yeah.
We want the whole kitchen gutted, remodeled in this big mansion we have.
If you got a spare room for us to stay in, that'd be great.
And we know what you should do because you're not going to have a kitchen for a while because we already went through that.
Right.
Bob says just get a grill, and you're all in then, right?
That's right.
Will you cook?
Well, yeah.
You can come to my house, use my kitchen, but you got to clean up after, as long as you make enough for both of us. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Boy, should have thought about having Father's Day music, father and son, that kind of stuff. Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Thank you. You too, Mike.
Thank you.
I thought we should have Baker Street as the bump music.
It's great.
Yeah, you made fun of it the last time.
I'd make fun of it again if I knew what it was. Notice I'm going like father and son from Cat Stevens showing my youthful age. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. What are you laughing about, Skinador?
Nothing.
You know, I have grandkids. You have granddaughters.
I do. We said we're going to get them together someday.
How old are they?
4 and 3.
I have
Lucille and Estelle.
Beautiful. I have 4 grandsons. Just had the 4th 2 weeks ago.
And he's cute. You showed me his picture.
He is cute. And the oldest one's Keegan, then Logan, then Beckett, and Liam. Liam Michael McGivern.
Great.
Yeah. I'm afraid with that name, he'll be in jail by the time he's 10. That's just my opinion. Hey, a couple of things that we haven't gotten to that I really want to get to. Turnkey projects. You know, we've reached out to the people that are going to host Thanksgiving and host Christmas, and nobody wants to think about that time right now because we haven't started summer yet. But if there are turnkey projects that you do that can help either a kitchen or a bath or a bedroom or a basement, okay, can you talk a little bit about some of the turnkey projects that you guys do?
Well, pretty much every job, in my opinion, is a turnkey because the goal that we have is that we will take care of everything for you. So once you make your selections, once you've gone through the design process with us, we handle it from there. So that means we'll take care of it from start to finish. There's nothing more you have to do except, you know, let us in every day.
So and pay the bill.
And
well, yeah. Oh, that goes without saying.
She didn't say that. What you have to jump in on that? I was going to have them come out today.
Thanks,
and do a few things. That's why he's the Nary. That's why he's my co-host right there. He's making sure that I don't do anything like, oh, okay, why don't you guys come over?
Yeah.
She said, I don't have to do anything. Hey, so the homeowner's role in a project happens all at the front end, right?
Except
the back end when they pay for the project. But you basically figure out what you're going to do and then get out of your way.
Yeah, and we certainly, like I said, stay in communication during the project. You know, they get home from work that day and see something. I want them to let me know what it is. Is it something that you saw that's good or bad? Because usually it's just something you don't understand. It's not quite done or whatever. But communication is key.
How often, and I would think it is often, but when you guys, especially if you're taking a wall down, do you find things that you just didn't know you're going to find?
Occasionally, but I would not say it's quite often.
Oh, good. Because, that can put a wrench in the whole
thing.
It
sure could, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that. Hey, we had talked during the break about aging in place and how that whole category has really changed over the years. And it used to be that it always looked like a hospital room.
Right. It's a big focus now.
It is.
Yeah.
And the conversation to have, and Bob, I'm going to ask you this too. Conversation that you guys have with customers nowadays, a lot more comfortable to have them now than it was when you started in 2000, because people would be like, why are you asking? I'm 40 years old. Why are you asking me this? Well, now that the understanding is, look, if you want to stay in your home a long time or when you're going to sell your home, if you could tell the people buying your home that these are in place for this specific reason. And a lot of times people don't even know they're in place because they look so good nowadays.
Right. And every single bathroom that I do, I ask if you would please let me put a grab bar in, because it doesn't matter how old you are in the shower. It's wet. It's slippery. And they don't look institutional anymore. There's a lot of nice looking ones. Some are dual purpose, like they might be a shelf as a grab bar. So we try all the time to make sure we do that. And I don't think I've really ever had anybody say no.
Yeah, I mean, the terminology is pretty much rolling away from aging in place to universal design.
Right.
Yep. We have universal design certified professionals at NARI. And that kind of helps ease people into it. It's
just
designing for people of any ability. So it doesn't matter if you're fully able and young or if you have certain limitations. And just like Peggy said, it does not have to look at all institutional. You don't have to say, oh, they designed this for, you know, someone who's older or someone who has limited abilities. It just isn't that way anymore.
She is Peggy Skenador, S&K Remodeling. She's done a great job. SNKRemodeling.com is their website. Phone number is 262-782-7190. 782-7190. Hey, the trends in your business, and we only have a few minutes, and we've, Peggy, we've done a full show on different trends, and we don't have that time, and I apologize to you for that. But different trends, and let's just utilize the kitchen at this point. What I've seen, gray is still big, right?
It is, yep.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for not grunting like you did during the break, because you're like, oh, gray, yep, still big.
Well, but actually, I love gray, but
there's different shades.
Yes, there's so many. And, you know, it's a stain versus paint. Paint is very big, but they're coming out with some really awesome gray stained cabinets now. So we have all those door samples that we're getting in. But, yeah, trends are important because they keep me in business.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, backsplash in the kitchen has changed too. It used to be very basic.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even know it was there. And now they're doing some backsplashes that are just making the kitchen pop.
Backsplashes are one of my favorite thing. And I think it's because I'm also a quilter. So, you know, the block design of coming up with a quilt is sort of like designing a backsplash. And I'm working on two of them right now that I was drawing out yesterday. And that's just a lot of fun for me. It's the one space where you can do something a little bit unique and different to make yours different than the neighbors.
How with some of the trends too, the lighting part was when I would have somebody that does what you do 4 years ago sitting where you're sitting, that was one of the first things we talked about. Now it's just kind of the lighting in the kitchen or in the bath is not an afterthought because it's very important,
yep.
But it's just something that you guys do right away because that's part of it.
It's just all part of the design in the final project.
Yeah, I agree with that. Bob, you too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Lighting is a huge element, and there's so many things out there in terms of controls and smart controls and different LED options, it's crazy what you can do and get that tailored just for your client.
Peggy, how often do you think people should think about remodeling their kitchen? It's not a one-stop shop. I mean, to remodel and redo parts of your kitchen is something that you can do quite a bit.
Yeah, if you're doing it in stages or, you know, you start with one thing and then you go to the next. But, you know, when things start... When the cabinet isn't functioning for you anymore, your drawers are all off kilter, or your dog, you know, scratched up all the cabinets. It makes you feel better when everything looks nice and clean. So,
if somebody's looking to redo their kitchen, what's the first part? So if they have a nice sized kitchen, what part when they say, okay, we want to change this up, I have to do it in stages. What part would you say they start with?
So if they're going to do it in stages, that's kind of almost impossible in a kitchen, because if you need new cabinets, that obviously has to be the first stage, and that's going to affect so many other things,
right,
your flooring and your countertop. So kitchens are a little bit more difficult to do in stages. In a bathroom, you could do the tub area first if that's a problem area for you right now, and then move on to the other areas.
We had a problem with our tub a while back, and we have one bathroom in our house.
Yeah.
And We had to shut it down for 8 days. Now my daughter lived across the street, so my wife could go and shower there. But I went to the WAC. No matter what time I got there, Naked Tan Man was it was there in the locker room, and the people here at Entercom came
Thanks
up.
Thanks for that visual.
Sure, Sure, about 75 years old, and they came up with songs here. Naked Tan Man, Your Hair as White as a Dove, You Actually Look Like an Old Baseball Glove. You know, those kind of songs, which just,
oh,
so those couple of days, I never
is
found.
Is that how we're ending the show?
Yeah, I never found the process when you have to go to the WAC for 8 days to shower like you did with the kitchen. So, Peggy, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, you did great. Not
Thanks.
Bad for a Milwaukee South Division girl.
Watch it.
Way
she's,
to go,
go
out
Cardinals.
With this music,
she's
huh?
She's Peggy Scannador, S&K Remodeling. Go to snkremodeling.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.